The Light Behind the Window by Lucinda Riley, read by Miranda Raisin. For Olivia. What you are by accident of birth. What I am by myself. Ludwig van Beethoven. The Light Behind the Window. Unbroken night. Darkness is the world I know. Heavy burden, no lights behind the window glow. Softer day, a hand reached out amidst the gloom, touching gently, spreading warmth across the room. Twilight hours, shadows ebb and flow from you. Secret longing, heart grows tender, beats anew. Unbroken light, darkness was the world I knew, burning brightly. Glowing with my love for you. Sophia de la Martinière, July 1943. Chapter 1. Gassin, South of France, Spring 1998. Emily felt the pressure on her hand relax and looked down at her mother. As she watched, it seemed that, whilst Valérie's soul departed her body, the pain which had contorted her features was disappearing too, enabling Emily to look past the emaciated face and remember the beauty her mother had once possessed. "She has left us," murmured Philippe, the doctor, pointlessly. "Yes." Behind her, she heard the doctor muttering a prayer, but had no thought to join him in it. Instead, she stared down in morbid wonder at the sack of slowly greying flesh which was all that remained of the presence that had dominated her life for 30 years. Emily instinctively wanted to prod her mother awake because the transition from life to death, given the force of nature Valérie de la Martinière had been, was too much for her senses to accept. She wasn't sure how she should feel. After all, she had played this moment over in her head on many occasions in the past few weeks. Emily turned away from her dead mother's face and gazed out of the window at the wisps of cloud, suspended like uncooked meringues in the blue sky. Through the open window, she could hear the faint cry of a lark come to herald the spring. Rising slowly, her legs stiff from the long nighttime hours she had been sitting vigil, she walked over to the window. The early morning vista had none of the heaviness that the passing of the hours would eventually bring. Nature had painted a fresh picture as it did every dawn, the soft Provençal palette of umber, green and azure, gently ushering in the new day. Emily gazed across the terrace and the formal gardens to the undulating vineyards that surrounded the house and spread across the earth for as far as her eye could see. The view was simply magnificent and had remained unchanged for centuries. Château de la Martinière had been her sanctuary as a child, a place of peace and safety. Its tranquility was indelibly printed into every synapse of her brain. And now it was hers. Though whether her mother had left anything behind from her financial excesses to continue to fund its upkeep, Emily did not know. "Mademoiselle Emily, I'll leave you alone so you may say goodbye." The doctor's voice broke into her thoughts. "I'll take myself downstairs to fill out the necessary form. I'm so very sorry," he added as he gave her a small bow and left the room. "Am I sorry?" The question flashed unbidden through Emily's mind. She walked back to the chair and sat down once more, trying to find answers to the many questions her mother's death posed, wanting a resolution, to add and subtract the conflicting emotional columns to produce a definitive feeling. This was, of course, impossible. The woman who lay so pathetically still, so harmless to her now, yet such a confusing influence whilst she had lived, would always bring the discomfort of complexity. Valérie had given her daughter life. She had fed and clothed her and provided a substantial roof over Emily's head. She had never beaten or abused her. She simply had not noticed her. Valérie had been, Emily searched for the word, disinterested, which had rendered her, as a daughter, invisible. Emily reached out her hand and put it on top of her mother's.